Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Irregular Bitches. This is the Midlife Podcast. Blah, 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 blah. I'm Sarah Kaywood. That's Louise Mitchell. We're fucking awesome. It's Christmas! Who can be bothered anymore? I haven't written an intro. Couldn't be arsed.
I don't think it matters.
Nah, we only decided to do it half an hour ago, didn't we?
Exactly. And if, I mean, if people have been, they've listened to a few, they know the score. They know who you are.
Yeah, they know who you are, mate. Yeah, they bloody do. Without you, I am nothing. You are the cheese to my pineapple. You are the brandy butter to my pudding.
You are
the Boxing Day chutney to my mature cheddar. There you go.
Tell everyone what Christmas present you bought me.
I bought Lou a candle, which is not allowed in my world, right? But it was from, I've got to give them a name check because they're lovely. It was a shop called At 53 Leon C. Go and look at, they sell the most lovely stuff. It's At 53, the number, LOS, on Instagram. And they're lovely and I follow them and I buy loads of stuff there. And basically they had a black candle, smells quite nice. I just thought the outside in gold lettering, it says, off you fuck.
It's going to be on my... I was going to say it's going to be on my front doorstep. No, I'm going to let people like look through the front door and then see the candle and then they can leave.
I will even let you replace your owl scentsy warmer with the candle because that's what
No. Steady yourself.
Oh, Lou, so how are you doing in the run-up to Christmas? Well, run-up to Christmas, it is now. What date is it? It's the shortest day of the year. I'm going to try and get Andy to this up in the next couple of days. It is today. It's pagan. It's Yuletide. It's the winter solstice.
Winter solstice. So what date is it today?
It's the 21st.
I never know. I am sure lots of people are like this. I never know what day of the week it is in the run up before Christmas.
No.
After when the kids are broken up, I don't know what the day is.
No.
And then after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year, don't know what the day is. And it's not until we get back into routine life again, I then know what day of the week it is.
No. Yes, same.
Very confusing.
But it is the 21st today. It basically is... the shortest day of the year. After today, the days start getting longer as we make our way back to Christmas. Now, do you like the winter or do you hate the winter?
I like the change of season. So I like it when I can, it's all done via my wardrobe. So I like it when I can get my boots and my jumpers on. Mm-hmm. And then I like it when I can get my trainers and my skirts back on. I don't like the freezing. I don't like the snow. I look out the window and go, oh, it's so beautiful. And now I hate it. That's about as much enjoyment as I get from snow. I had to really pretend with my children, still do really, that it's something I want to be out in. Bring on the longer days.
I'm a little bit like you when it comes to the snow. But I don't know. Has anybody else noticed this, right? Not every year. Last year was, the last few years have been mild all the way through Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. But generally, there is either a cold snap just before or just after Christmas, almost to the point where I can remember it snowing on Boxing Day in years gone by. And I've been so furious with the weather. And it's happened again this year. So we had all that lovely, the hard frosts where you got up and it looks like a Christmas card. And now it's fucking raining.
Yeah, freezing rain.
It's not even freezing. It's going to be like, what I will do on Christmas Day is light a fire because it's Christmas Day and I have to have a fire. And we'll all schwitz. And I'll have to open the windows.
Your house, I have to say, is particularly Christmassy.
Oh, it really is. Christmas vomiting.
Do go all out and it does look very beautiful. Mine is much more of a nod.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, firstly, I've got...
You don't have to explain it. It's lovely.
Well, I've got a small behind me, actually. So we still have magical Christmases. Are you all right?
Good.
There, little girl? Are you all right? Do you want to say hello? Just say hi. Just say hi into the microphone. It's her first day off.
Hi.
They can't see you. It's a podcast. Come and say hello here. Come and say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Hello.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She's crafting behind me. Can you think of anything more cozy?
Lovely.
Oh my goodness, that looks like a troll. It looks like Princess Poppy. She's making Christmas decorations that look like a troll.
Amazing. Yes. Anyway, miss all that.
So, yes, so we've got, I like to do the twinkle, but also, Mum did do it. Yes, she did do it. I can't say it's her fault. I had a deprived Christmas of the twinkle. I just love it. And of course, and also,
lovely.
I made a lot of money. When I was on telly, I made a lot of money. And you keep Christmas decorations for life, don't you? So I have a lot of beautiful decorations.
That's true.
Of Gisella Graham. I have a lot of expensive glass baubles. So because I loved Christmas and I could afford all that lovely stuff, I have it. So it gets put out.
Well, it looks lovely, really lovely.
Yeah. So we actually, I did a call out this morning on the old Christmas crises. Can I tell you one? So I've had one particularly, it wasn't a very nice Christmas crisis, but then also I said to my mum the other day, I can remember two Christmases from the 80s, and obviously we're all midlife here, so we're all 80s Christmases. The happiest one, I think, was 1984, because I remember my dad playing Do They Know It's Christmas on repeat, and he bought like about three copies, because it's for charity. And I remember watching The Slipper and the Rose in the front room while Mum set the table. This was Christmas Eve. And we had all those horrible foil decorations hanging down.
Yes.
Big tree.
Yes.
And I just remember, and my dad used to have an album, which I now have, called The Kingston Trio, The Last Month of the Year. It's a folk Christmas album, and that was playing as well. And I just remember feeling so Christmassy. And I think my parents had just got remarried, so there was a lot of love in the room, as dear departed Darius would say. And that was wonderful. And then the Christmas crises we had, which you'll all go, oh my God, that sounds like it would put you in therapy for life. It hasn't, and I'm fine. That's how I need to just temper.
Oh Lord, oh no.
It was really
good.
Bad. It was a bit like, so it was a 70s Christmas, and it was the year after my parents, well, so it was the year my parents split up, but they decided they would spend Christmas together for the sake of the children. You guys, anybody thinking of doing that? Fucking don't. It's not worth it.
So we can tell.
Yeah. So apparently my mum didn't say a big enough thank you to my dad for the kind of faux presents that he'd given her before he went back to his friend Jenny, his very special friend Jenny. And they had a huge row in the kitchen. I must have been about six. And my grandma had my sister on one lap and me on one knee and me on the other knee. She was trying to hide our heads from the screaming, which was then followed by a crash, which was, I think, my mum throwing a plate at my dad's head and him slamming the door as he left. So that was the ghost of Christmas past. Then we went to my mum's friend Lorna. Do you remember in the 80s people used to have Christmas parties in the morning on Christmas Day?
Yes, and go to people's houses.
In the evening?
Yes.
I liked that.
They do still do. In Stamford, there's Christmas drinks. There's Christmas drinks on Christmas Day morning, yeah. It's a whole thing, and you leave at about midday. If you don't go to someone's house, you go to the pub, and there's cheese boards and stuff.
Oh, I'm moving and back to Stamford.
You put your turkey in the oven. And then you head off to your mate's house or the pub.
I might do.
Really nice.
You know what? If we're hosting next year, I might do that. Actually, my friend Joe is doing Christmas Eve drinks between like one and three or something on Christmas Eve. And we're definitely going to pop in there. And we do go to the pub, but the kids hate it because it's so busy, which is fair enough.
It is round, yeah.
Yeah. So what are your plans then, Luby Luby?
I'm back to Norfolk. I haven't been back to... So my mum and dad live in Norfolk. I'm heading back to them. It's a grown-up's Christmas. I haven't got any small children in the family at the moment. So my sister, her husband, Troy, myself, Duncan, mum, dad. And I'm really looking forward to it. And we've divided up what food we're sorting out. And we're taking the dogs, which is going to be hilarious because my parents live in a non-dog house.
Lovely.
So my dogs go everywhere and jump everywhere. So I'm arriving with a pile of blankets that I'm going to throw over everything. And I've said to my parents, just relax.
Goodness. But that's pets for me. Sorry to anybody who doesn't like animals. Pets are Christmas, really. Like yesterday we had a wonderful photographer called Paola Salustri who used to work for OK. She came around to do a family shoot, which was our gift to the in-laws. And she took a couple of photos.
Our gift to the world, what were you going to say?
No, the world does not need my family photos, Lou. So funny. She took a couple of pictures of the pussycats. And it just occurred to me how much of a home a pet makes.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Yeah, they really make a house a home, I think. So, yeah those
absolutely.
Dogs are gorgeous and everybody will love them. They're the children of the day.
They are the children of the day, absolutely. Yeah. And yes, so we're very much, but we're going to go Christmas Day morning and then do the big Boxing Day walk on the beach and then head back because my children are with their dad, so we'll see them in the evening. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, we could do walk on the beach. We'll do that on Boxing Day morning, get the kids
it's
out
lovely.
Of the house. Yeah, we'll have a walk down there. We can't really
It's lovely.
We can't really walk the cats, but we'll go down and have a little walk. So, we've got no plans on Boxing Day. Pyjamas and play with your toys, I think, is what Andy's order of the day. And eat lots of cheese, which sounds great to me. Invariably, I'll end up tidying up and cleaning, but I don't mind.
Well, I think a big beach walk just blows the cobwebs out, gets everyone out of the house.
Yeah.
Fresh air.
Now, will you be playing games?
Yes.
What games are you playing?
I can't remember what it's called. It's Perudo or something.
Oh, yeah, it is Perudo. Perudo's really good. Is that the one with the dice?
The dice and the gambling game.
I can't play that. I'm shit at it, especially when I'm pissed.
I've only ever played it drunk, and I will probably play it drunk again, and I haven't really grasped what I'm supposed to be doing.
Neither have I. Don't have a clue.
I don't think I'm clever enough.
No.
But it's good. I enjoy it. I just don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. And Duncan is very clever. And so he will win.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, at the opposite end of the spectrum, guess what I've bought, which is arriving from that well-known online hypermarket today? It's called...
Go on.
What's it called? You know what? I can't remember. I can't even give it a name yet, but I bought it, so I don't need to. But it's the one where you have a monkey tail.
Oh, it's hilarious.
You have to pick the things up with your monkey tail.
It is hilarious. We played it last year. Really funny.
I saw it, an advert for it, literally on my Insta feed a couple of days ago. I was straight on Amazon to buy it. I was like, oh, I've got to have that.
It's really good fun.
The kids will love it as well.
They will.
Oh, did you hear that, Autumn? I bought this game, this really stupid game. We have to pick things up with the tail. We're playing it on Christmas Day. Yeah. And there'll be no sad faces on Christmas, as the Grinch would say. One of them's bound to kick off, aren't they?
Oh, God, I always used to end up in my bedroom by about 4 o'clock. I don't know what I'd actually done. I must ask my parents, actually. I was obviously doing something, but I would get sent to my room at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Were you allowed? Any rustling you can hear in the background is Autumn putting her crafting stuff away, just to let you know.
Which is lovely, and we encourage it.
Were you allowed a wee tipple? Because when I was like 11 or 12, Dad used to blend up ice, and then I was allowed, you know what? Now I want to get some. Now I need to go to the shops and get some. Creme de menthe.
Oh, Lord. No, it never really sort of entered in. Yeah. My family aren't a big family of drinkers. Yeah. So drinking, they'll have a nice wine.
I've got a fine of middle-class wine as well, where there was no pre-fumé in Lidl.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, for God
forbid. Waitrose, darling. They'll sort you out.
Where have I got to go? Fucking Waitrose. I suppose. What did you say?
No. I said, head for Waitrose,
darling. Yes, of
course,
that'll sort me right out.
They'll sort you right out, yes.
creme de menthe, and I'm gonna try. The thing is, you buy all the booze. Autumn, you might have to not just do too much of that in the background. Oh, who cares? It's fucking Christmas.
I agree.
I don't, you know,
leave
what?
It to
yeah.
It.
And also, Andy's not editing this episode at
no,
all.
No, he'll just send
he's
it out.
Fucking top and tail it, and that's it. That's it, people. So that was 80s Christmases gone by, and we did used to play games. And so I had my little.
Did you used to have to do a Christmas concert?
No, my friend Polly did. It was literally they had.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, you know Polly.
We could have bonded over it.
Oh God!
Because
did you really?
We did too.
We had. She had. Yeah. Her mum would have a top. I'd been to one of their Christmas parties where Joan, bless her heart, would literally hand you what do they call it? An order of service type of thing.
Oh yes. Yeah, so no, we didn't go quite that far. But if you were learning an instrument, you had to play something. So I played the piano. My brother played the violin.
Oh my God.
And my sister played the cello. Pre that, we had to do things on recorders.
Oh, I love it.
My grandma used to get involved. My parents would stay sitting at the table being entertained in inverted commas.
Oh, you know. I mean, I wish sometimes I could just go back to an 80s Christmas. They were bloody lovely. I know I sound old, but weren't they magical?
Well, you knew where you were because you had your format and your Queen's speech. Obviously, that's going to be different this year.
I'm going to have to watch it. It's going to be halfway through dinner, but I'm going to actually have... We're going to have the King's speech on because it's a bit of a landmark, isn't it? Excuse me.
And then Morecambe and Wise would get involved. Noel Edmonds. Did you used to watch Noel Edmonds with all his sad stories? Oh, yeah. All of that. And then lots of games. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love them. We had such a laugh. It was so good. Invariably somebody would cry, you know, but either in a good way or a bad way. Yeah, it was wonderful. Okay, so Lou, here's a question. And they're doing this on the radio. Every radio station I've listened to this week, they're doing what 80s or 90s for the slightly younger people of us amongst us toy did you really want that you never got?
Oh no,
what was it?
Oh, I don't know. I know the one that I did get, which was in the 80s, the Simple Simon, one of the first computer games
we've got
where you had to follow the colors round.
We've got a mini one of those downstairs.
But I got that. Yeah. So I don't know what I didn't get. I'll have to think about it. You tell me yours and I'll try and think.
Well, it was, and it's the same across the board. And I know loads of people are now shouting at their podcasts going, Mr. Frosty! Mr. Frosty!
I don't even know what that is. What's a Mr.
Louise,
Frosty?
He's only 2 years older than me. Mr. Frosty was he was like a snowman, a plastic snowman.
Yeah.
And you'd put an ice cube in and turn a wheel in the back of his head or whatever. And he would crush the ice and basically make a slushy. And you'd get the syrup that came with it. Except it was shit because you can't crush ice with plastic. I mean, Jesus, my Thermomix can only just crush ice. Do you know what I mean?
That's at the other end of the scale.
Exactly. So Mum thought it was a piece of trash. She was probably right. I never got a Mr. Frosty. The other thing I never got, do you remember the, it was like, what are those, what do you call it? It was like a vending machine with Cadbury's bricks. Do you remember that?
I wanted one of those, the really little, the little rectangular ones.
The red one.
That you press the
thing. And the little rectangular Dairy Milk came out.
I wanted one of those.
Yeah, never got that. And I also wanted a sweet shop. Do you know the ones where you had the little weighing thing and you had the little scoop to weigh the sweeties and you had the mini jars? And
sounds amazing.
And it came with little paper bags for you to put this penny sweets in.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know what? They are like $7.99 on wherever you buy your
toys. So it wasn't the price.
No.
It was probably the chocolate and the sweets, was it?
It was the chocolate and the sweets.
Would your parents have thought, oh no.
Yeah, so those things. And I never wanted a glowworm. I did, however, get a Cabbage Patch Kid. The year that everyone wanted a Cabbage Patch Kid, I got one.
Okay, so you've just reminded me of the thing that I wanted and never got.
What was it?
Well, I did get one eventually.
What was it?
A Care Bear.
Oh, I had a Care Bear too. Oh,
I wanted a Care Bear so badly. I don't know. I just wanted anyone. I didn't care.
Can you not remember which one you got?
No, I didn't get it until last year.
Oh, no. Oh, babe.
Duncan bought me one. Aww. Duncan bought me one. It had a heart on the front and then it had another baby one with a heart on the front.
Well, I had Tender Heart Bear because my mum hated them. So because she was buying the toy, she's gone now, I can say this. Because she was buying the toys, she would go for the one that she was the least offensive to her. So I had Tender Heart Bear, who was the brown one with the red heart on his tummy.
Oh, well, I think that's the one I've got.
Yeah, it's lovely. And then, because she didn't like the bright pink and the bright blues and all the rest of them. And
then,
Cassie is behind me. Do you want me to... Okay, I realise this is a podcast, but let me go fetch her.
We'll have to do a post for it.
I'm going to cough while I'm over here, because I really need to.
All our childhood.
Down the microphone.
Let's have a look, see if it's the same. Oh, what's this one?
If you can hear my bells, that's my elf slippers. I've got elf slippers on.
Oh, God, they're actually on your body.
They're on my body, I love them. There she is. So this is Cassandra Beth Anastasia.
Jesus Christ, that is terrifying.
I'm going to put a picture of her on my Instagram.
Will you put a picture of her?
She's got a smudged face. Oh, she's lovely. And they've all got a little signature on their bum, haven't they? Because each one was completely unique. Hey, Cassie.
I don't know. Maybe I was a little bit too old. Maybe I was a little bit too old. They passed me by.
I've got a Ken doll that has a 1986 stamp on his body, right? Which must have been... He was made in 1986, I presume? I was 14 in 1986.
Okay. Still playing with your Ken doll?
Not like that. Although they did shag. They did use to... Barbie and Ken,
Sarah.
They did use to shag. Maybe I did play with...
I should know.
And then I used to stick, like, loo roll, like, bunched up into underneath her clothes so she was pregnant.
Okay. So you had the whole life cycle.
And then she'd give birth to Carrie and Christopher, who nobody will remember. Can you remember Carrie and Christopher? They were like these two miniature twins. They were like little toddlers called Carrie and Christopher that I used to have. I tell you what, I will send a free bar of wax to anybody who emails the show saying that they can remember Carrie and Christopher. There you go. Anyway, so
you have to describe them.
Yeah, that's Cassie. I'll find a picture.
Terrifying.
Of her.
Lovely. She's lovely. Lovely and terrifying.
Yeah, so anyway, let's just discuss the fact Lou isn't feeling very well. What should we do to make... She's worried she's going to be full of cold for Christmas. I've told her she needs to get...
I'm just going to take drugs.
Take loads of drugs.
I'm going to
legal
medicate.
Legal ones.
Yeah. Well, also, whatever
works. And maybe a port and brandy.
Yes, I can do that. I'm trying not to be ill. That's what I'm trying to do.
So mind over matter.
Cancelled all plans.
Mind over matter.
Yeah. Cancelled all plans. Staying at home, not racketing about.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fine. That's how I like it anyway. I like not racketing about.
Have you broken up yet?
What, for work? Yeah. Not yet. My last day is tomorrow, and then I'm working Thursday and Friday, and then I'm not working there anymore. Yeah. I have finished.
Hey, we get you all to ourselves. Well, we've got big plans. Let's just talk. Should we just talk quickly about what we've got on, what we're going to have next year?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
we're
yes,
not
definitely.
Stopping, even though we pay to do this.
to do this
because we fucking love you. But I've got Gail Porter said she'll come on. That's such
lovely.
An interesting story, and I
love
Gail
her.
And the stuff that people say to her about her alopecia is absolutely beyond. It's beyond anyway. So, and I've obviously known Gail since the 90s. In fact, we had the same agent. So, but Gail's story is heart-wrenching a lot of the time.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to
her. So Gail, and then Linda, when I went on Loose Women, Linda Robson said she'd come on.
Lovely.
She, so I'm going to get her to come on, because I think although she's slightly older, I just think she's you know what, Linda and I go back. Like, she was always at the same parties and on the same shows that I was on donkey's years ago. She's as funny as fuck, and I love her to pieces. So we're going to get her on. And then, this
fabulous.
Was Louise's idea, and January fits the timing perfectly because we did approach Carrie Ad. But we were saying that because of our ages, and some of us are lucky enough to still have our parents, and some of us have lost our parents a long time ago, or it's close family members, and some of us are losing them now because we're of that age. And it occurred to Louise, we've never done a special on grief.
Yeah, and sadly, I think we need
to. We really need to. And Carrie Ad is a grief specialist. She has her own podcast called The Grief Cast. So go and check that out. And she has some fabulous guests on. So I think that was a good call by you, Lou. So we'll and I know she's got a book coming out in January. So we'll get it to coincide with that.
We'll tie it in with that.
So there's those.
So loads happening.
Yeah, absolutely. I might ask Zoe Borlish to come on again as well.
Yeah, and
she won't be able to.
We can just keep asking.
I have a feeling that BBC people aren't allowed to, actually. I think that I have a feeling.
Oh, they probably have to go on BBC Sounds.
Yeah, I have a feeling. But, you know, at least she knows that I love her. She sometimes likes my comment. I think she started following me after the breast cancer diagnosis as well. So anyway, I did do an ask earlier, and Lou's going to read some out.
You did.
Of other people's Christmas crisis story. Hopefully they're not quite as bleak as mine.
Well, the best one, I have to say. Oh, no, I need to read her. So it's SusanJ.Clinton on Instagram. No, Clayton. My first Christmas in my new house, the oven broke halfway through cooking the full Christmas dinner.
I mean, what the fuck do you do?
I mean,
there's no fucking delivery.
I mean, there's no coming back from that, right? So the whole family had come. We ended up having to fry everything, which...
Christmas ever.
Which has made me laugh. Just whacking a load of butter and throw it in.
Get the deep fat fryer out, put those Brussels in there. Yum.
Exactly. Yum. You're fine. So me and my ex-husband fell out as I was so upset because I wanted the first Christmas to be special and I didn't speak for 3 days. I can laugh about it now. And I think that raises a really, really, really good point, because over the years, certainly I have been guilty of putting too much pressure on everything being perfect and everybody having a nice time. And I wish I hadn't.
Yeah.
I don't do it now, but my children are older, so it's not quite the same. But I wish I hadn't. I wish I'd just relaxed the fuck up.
Yes, and I need to. Left the
Don't follow everyone around with a black bin bag, putting all the wrapping paper in. Just leave everyone to walk on it and they'll get to it eventually. Yeah. And, you know, just relax a bit more. Who cares? I'm pretty good about this. Who cares if the children eat their selection boxes at 9 a.m? You know, who cares?
You are... Louise speaks truth, people. Louise speaks truth. It's true because I... And actually, I'm a little bit guilty of wanting the chocolate box look. And Andy is guilty of wanting the chocolate box gathering, and yet, like, we were, I mean, we nearly fell out over the Christmas grocery shop yesterday because he just wants to buy everything because he wants it to be super special.
Right.
And my point is, you won't, I mean, there's only so much you can eat in one day.
Definitely.
Like, he's like, we're going to do canapés. And I'm like, well, don't stuff them full of food before they then sit down for a three-course dinner. We never make it to dessert. We never, the desserts, or my poor sister-in-law's bought desserts, won't get eaten. Now go in my freezer.
Well, funnily enough, we've pulled Christmas Day eating forward. So we eat a much earlier lunch now in the last few years, because for me, Christmas tea, turkey sandwiches, amazing, is my almost better than the main meal. Almost, not quite, but almost. So we eat at 1 so that by 6, 7, we can be eating again.
Yeah, and we're going to eat probably about, I don't know, 2, 3-ish realistically. But we'll, so ours will stretch long into the evening. And what we do is we'll have a break and play the stupid antler game, the inflatable antler game. We did that at my sister's house. And play quizzes at the table in between courses. Well, I say that, I'll probably be washing up.
We tend to clear, play the games, exactly. Get the food out on the
side. Are
there
any more Christmas crises on my Instagram feed?
We didn't give them much time. Okay, let me just double check and refresh.
It wasn't on mine at all. But I love that. I mean, that's peaked anyway, hasn't it, really?
That was perfect. It's everything we could have asked for.
We're going to want you guys. We'll wrap this up in a minute because we just thought we would. I just said, Lou, do you fancy doing what people can listen while they're peeling the potatoes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also because I know how much I have loved listening to people reminiscing about 80s Christmases on the radio. Mm. And I've just loved it. And I was like, I just want to go and talk. Because that's the one thing. We've got a captive audience of midlife women here. So, you know, they're all going to be nodding sagely along. Yes, I remember that. But basically, we'll take this opportunity to say thank you so much. The podcast has grown more this year than we ever thought it could. And that's without any fancy PR. All right, so we want to step it up a gear next year. And actually, I have had a few offers of help. So maybe we will take my lovely PR friends up on that. We're gonna come back even better, even stronger, with even more fabulous content. But without you, we're nothing. So we want to say a huge, huge thank you to you. And, you know, hope that your Christmas is merry and bright, really. Don't we, Lou?
We really do. We really do. And thank you. Thank you for listening to us wittering away. Because we love don't we? We love doing it.
Sometimes Lou and I'll have a phone conversation just before we do a podcast. And I'll be like, let's stop chatting. We're podcasting. There's not a microphone in front of me, Robert. So thank you. We really appreciate it. You know, one of these days, there's going to be the Irregular Bitches cookbook. There's going to be the Irregular Bitches How to Dress book. There's going to be... And it's basically going to be one page that says, do what the fuck you like.
Terrifying thought. Exactly.
Do what the fuck you like. Cook what the fuck you like. Live how the fuck you like.
Love it.
You fuck. for the naysayers. With the
I love
off
that.
You fuck. It was so you.
Love it.
They kept coming back for me because I put on their Instagram feed. I went, oh my God, I've got to get one of those for my friend Lou. And I went in the shop and I was like, please tell me you've got some left. And he went, yeah, put one by for you. Bless him.
Off you fuck.
And on that note, off we will fuck right now. Andy, for editing. In fact, you don't have to edit this one. It's a bunch of me and Lou chatting Christmas nonsense.
It's perfection.
It is absolutely perfect. It's about as perfect as the purple one in the Quality Street.
As it gets.
Yeah. I love you, Lou. Have a Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Lots of love.
Bye. Over and out. Oh, Louise, we've still got to finish the usual way.
Stay cool, bitches.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.